Today's episode of Zero Block 30, we have four rounds in the magazine. Round number one, Super Bowl recap. We're going to hit the high points, which gave us freedom boners. They didn't talk about the troops enough, and Kate is pissed off about that. Round number two, a bunch of motivators row across the whole ass Atlantic Ocean in a boat called the Whoopi. Why? But why would you do that? Wow. Round number three, slip down the stairs and rip your anus open. Just take 800 milligrams of Motrin and light duty for 24 hours. The medical provider who changed the military is dead at the age of 95, and no amount of Motrin is bringing him back. R.I.P. Round number four, hello, fellow cool teens. The Army is using trap music to trap new recruit with their outright lies. This time the lies are set to a beat that is dripping. Am I using that right? Dripping swag? They're dripping swag. But before we start talking about the Super Bowl, I'm still a little bit horned up, and that's because our friends at Roman are curing all forms of ED. Study shows that 25% of guys will experience a little bit of erectile dysfunction. A lot of guys think that's just the way they're built, but actually it's the first sign of something a lot more serious, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, a heart condition, or diabetes. Roman is awesome because it's a one-stop shop for men's health. They have their own licensed physician and certified pharmacies across the country, which means the whole process will be quick and painless for you. They take care of everything from online diagnosis to fast delivery of your FDA-approved medication, which can include Viagra, which everybody knows about, or the generic equivalent, which is just $2 a dose without ever leaving your couch. To get started, all you have to do is go to getroman.com/zero and complete a brief online survey. A licensed physician will review it and either approve your request or they will reach out if they have any questions for you. It's that easy. What you have to do again is go to getroman.com/zero to click the link in the description box below, which we'll put on our Instagram account. It's that simple. Get rid of your ED by going to Roman, getroman.com/zero. Let's go ahead and get started with the episode.
That was good. That was
lovely.
Good.
One take.
Yeah. All right, here we go. All right, before we really get started in round one, I need to let you guys know, I kept it to myself, didn't even text you. I had already, the time on deck on in Central Time Zone is 10 o'clock. I've already had a successful day.
Wow. Why is that?
My friends, I have harvested two deer from my butcher shop.
It's wow.
Yes.
What does harvested two deer mean?
So,
it's got a lot of meat.
Yeah. Each year I go to this butcher shop in this small little town called Holotus, just outside of San Antonio. And I call, starting on January 1st, I call every single business day at like 8:15, 8:30 in the morning. Do you have any unclaimed venison orders? Do you have any unclaimed venison orders? Do you have any unclaimed venison orders? Every single day. Finally, on Saturday, they said, we are releasing them on Monday. So I was there as soon as they unlocked the doors. I walked in. I was the first person to get dibs because I don't like – these people are stupid. So they'll drop off like a 90-pound deer to get harvested or to get like cleaned up at the butcher shop. And they don't even come back and get it. They'll just leave it and not get it. And all I have to pay for it this time, it was a 90-pound all hamburger meat, 100% hamburger meat, and these beautiful one-pound bags that are sealed that you can put in your freezer for basically ever. All I had to pay was $70 for 90 pounds of meat.
That's unbelievable. What a steal that is. But, Chaps, I thought you told us that they were going to start calling you proactively and so that you didn't have to call each day.
Well, I didn't trust them to do that, and I'm glad that I didn't trust them to do that because I didn't want to put it – they weren't calling me, and I was getting nervous.
Right. So you went back to basics.
Yeah, because last year it was like January 15th. We'll have to go back and check the log, but I'm pretty sure it was January 15th. Anyways, I bought two deer this time. Usually I only buy one. I bought two. My entire outdoor freezer is slam full. and the guy went into somebody else's order. He was like, I know you get so excited about this. He's like, so I want to go in somebody else's order. He pulled out some jerky, some beef sticks, and some summer sausage and just threw it in my bag because he knows I've been calling every day.
You got deer meat swag.
I do.
Swag bag of deer meat.
Yeah. What a win. What a win for you, chaps. This is big.
It's a good way to start a Monday after a Super Bowl that was a little bit disappointing. I think all the things that
– A little bit.
Let's get it. Round one. Here we go. It's a Super Bowl recap time. Kate, you had some highs and lows that you wanted to get into.
The lows, first of all, that was the most boring game I have ever. I was at the Seahawks Super Bowl game, and that was a snooze fest. This was a real, real, real snooze fest. 3-3 for most of the game? Are you kidding me? And then it just looked like we worked all – this was what a whole season worth of football led up to? Are you – like, it was just awful. I watched it at the Sugar House Casino in Philadelphia because a friend of a friend got a table there, and it was the shadiest experience. It was very, very weird.
I can only imagine the individuals that watched the Super Bowl from the inside of a casino.
It was in this dark room. Like, everyone was wearing sweatpants. And
oh, real they classic. Had,
like, it was like a bunch of white, like enormous white guys with like the chin strap beard with like the diamond stud earring, like wearing sweatsuits.
And they had sweats and like Timberlands.
And you could tell they like desperately needed their hits to hit. Like Stacy's not getting a bicycle for her birthday unless this next
prospect. And everybody smells like gin, and it's not like the good gin. It's bottom shelf gin. You're like, are you sure that's gin? And that's not like Windex or something because it stinks.
Yeah, at one point we had like a reserve table. At one point this guy who like I think secretly lived in the casino came over with like all his bags. He starts rifling through it. He finds just a coffee cup. Then he pours ramen noodles in it and with cold water just mashes them up on the table next to me and starts eating them while he's smoking Parliaments. I was like, Jesus. Okay.
With cold water?
Yeah, he just like poured a little bottle of water, which was free on our table, that he just crashed. And then he started ripping cigs and I was like, what planet am I? Anyway, it made for an interesting viewing because at least the people there cared because they needed to care financially. Sure. But it was very strange. But I will say it was a huge, huge, huge TV screen in front of me. So when 74-year-old R&B legend Gladys Knight did that national anthem, let me tell you, which, by the way, they all also bet on, and it clocked in at 2 minutes and 1 second, and several people won. I guess they bet that it was going to be over, too. But when the freedom, when the flyover came through, serious freedom boner. She crushed it. Gladys.
Hunt, how do you feel about the national anthem?
Well, the only thing that could have made the national anthem better was if the Pips were with Gladys, but she was unbelievable, remarkable. Might I say.
Shout out to the Pips, first of all. Long time Stoolies, the Pips.
Long time Stoolies, the Pips. 74 years old. Unbelievable that she looks. She looks maybe in her 40s. It's unbelievable how gorgeous she looks for 74. Not just for 74, actually. She just looks gorgeous, period. So that was unbelievable. Beautiful rendition. You really can't say much more about it other than that it was just gorgeous. And then when the Thunderbirds come screaming over, and they had the roof open so you could see that, it was just perfect. The flyovers will get me excited each and every time. They'll never get old.
Well, I got to be honest, I didn't see Cons getting horny about Gladys Knight being up on the top end. And not only that, but I think it stunk. The entire thing stunk.
What?
I think I'm over it, dude. Like, you can't go – if Whitney Houston can never come back and sing it again, just stop doing it. I don't want to see it. It's too much pomp and circumstance. I don't understand why we have to do it every time. And it lasts too long. Just get it in there. Just sing it and get it over with. Gladys Knight, great, like 74 or whatever. I don't want all the pregame stuff. I guess because it's a Super Bowl, it's a little bit different. But, I mean, come on. Like,
oh, I eat it right up like the dumb yuppie that I am.
Did they need to do God Bless America and the national anthem?
No, they did America the Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, America the Beautiful. Do we have to do both of them?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. America the Beautiful with Atlanta duo Chloe and Halle, who Beyonce is working on bringing on up. So they sang that beautifully, and then they played like footage of U.S. landmarks as they sang it. Again, serious freedom boner. I'm here for it, man.
So chaps, Chaps, I agree with you. I could do without the America the Beautiful. I'm all for just doing the national anthem because
at do that one point, or the other. I think they should have, you know, on old school America's Funniest Video,
yes,
little thing on the back of the chair and the audience participation. The yes. audience that's at the Super Bowl should vote. Do we do the national anthem or do we do God Bless America? We're only doing one of the two. We don't need to do both of them.
Mm. I can't believe you guys are ripping on these beautiful patriotic songs.
No, they
the real thing we should be ripping on is the halftime show.
Yeah. The halftime show stinks. The halftime show hasn't been good since Springsteen.
Springsteen stinks.
No, you know what? You stink. All right? You stink.
It was so manufactured pop that I couldn't – even the pyrotechnics couldn't save it for me. Even the Razzle Dazzle, and I'm a big Razzle Dazzle fan – all the razzle dazzle in the world couldn't have saved that. It was like such a package. Even Adam Levine's tattoos to me seem so fake. Like
they do. It's like, hey, Adam, put your shirt back on, pal. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, now I got to explain to my kid what nipples delicious. Are. Thanks a lot.
He looked absolutely delicious. He looked fuckable the entire time. Also, I want to say, I watched a lot of it by myself because my kids were at a birthday party, which was. That's outrageous to have
that is insane
during the Super Bowl. My wife was like, are you gonna come? I was like, are you insane?
Like, no, yeah, what?
A one-year-old's birthday pool party during the Super Bowl from 5 to 8.
Hey, let's talk about something real quick. How do you guys feel about birthday parties where the person being celebrated is not even old enough to know what the hell is going on?
Oh God, cons, grow up. Of course they should have one. It's a kid. Jesus. So when I was sitting on the couch, and Adam Levine says, I got 4 hours, I got 4 hours with you. I let out an audible by myself. Jesus Christ, this is a Super Bowl song?
Like, yeah.
Gotta be kidding me.
It was very bad. But the highlight for me, though, was seeing old Dead Leg Dave getting dragged out of the stadium. Little fish legs just flopping up the stairs made me laugh out loud.
Our boss got arrested,
for those who don't know. Our boss got arrested at the Super Bowl, and it was a delight.
Yeah, he went full noodle. You got to give him a lot of credit, too, really committing and just not allowing to make it easy for those gentlemen to escort him out of the stadium.
He had a redo. Like, I don't think he had the opportunity to go back and replay it, watch the tape, watch the all 22 in football version of what he did at the actual NFL, like the open
media day.
Yeah. And then he got to think about it for 3 days of what he wanted to do, what he should have done, and then execute it that way the next time. That's how you do it. You run back the tape, you fix your discrepancies, and you move the fuck on. Shout out to Dave and PFT for doing that. And honestly, I think the fun in that on Twitter really shaped the way I looked at the game because I was riding, listening to sports radio this morning, and everyone was talking about how boring the game was, like you did, Kate. I had so much fun just on Twitter because of what was happening in and around the Barstool life. I just love that shit so much that I won't remember it as a really boring 13-3 game. I'm going to remember it as the one where Dave got arrested at. And I think that made it so much better.
No, I mean, it saved the game because absolutely the game was just a snooze fest, completely forgettable. But those guys, Dave and PFT, really, really saved the day for us. But where does this put now Tom Brady? Does it just undeniable? You can't argue he's the best ever?
Now, that's a tough take. Again, we talked about it on radio.
We do this. I give you the hot takes.
It's bold. I mean, to say that somebody who's a quarterback of 9 Super Bowl teams and won 6 of them, it's a bold take. It's something really worth considering.
Listen,
we're not going to do it now. Let's move on to round number 2. Round number 2, we salute the 4 veterans who rode 3,000 miles across the Atlantic in a boat called the Whoopi. And the Whoopi is what, Kate?
Pretty much the most comfortable piece of gear you could have. It's a camouflage all-purpose blanket of sorts that has become kind of a lore in all branches of the military. Everybody loves their Whoopi. They make robes out of it. They use it for tents. They use it for all sorts
hoodies.
Of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Remember, we need to get those hoodies. We got to find that link. Dig that link up and get those hoodies because those look amazing.
Also, fun fact about Whoopi before we really get into the story. My friend Corporal Jake Rich is his full name, used to jerk off with a whoopee every
day. Okay. Hey, we said all purpose. It's all purpose.
Yeah.
But basically, I don't know if there were any whoopees on this boat, but I'll get into what the boat looks like in a second. But literally, as we speak right now, and they'll be done by the time this posts tomorrow, veterans, military veterans, Brian Knight, Alex Evans, Boo Mayer, and Christopher Kuntz are completing a 55-day journey at sea to become the first team of American military veterans to finish the grueling Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge that requires competitors to row across 3,000 miles of open ocean from the Canary Islands to the West Indies. So their team is called Fight or Die, Fight O-A-R Die, get it? Because they're rowing. And again, they just posted like an hour ago, land ho, clear skies and smooth water. We can now see land. We feel great. We hope to get there soon. We are beaten up, but that will fade in time. Final sit rep. And then that sit rep was a photo of the ocean. You can see the mountains in the background. After that many days at sea, I think 55 days to be able to finally see land again has to be such an incredible.
I was just thinking that when you said land ho, if I was on a boat or if I was in the Navy, I'd be land ho guy a million times out of a million.
Do you think they're competitive? Like who's on
the first? I would love to be the land ho guy.
If
you're in the Navy, let us know what job do you have to do to be the land ho guy or gal. Don't want to be sexist.
I hope land ho hasn't gone by the wayside now that we have all the technology that we have. I hope it's still a job in the Navy.
You just wrote it.
If it's not, then what's the point of the Navy? I mean, really. But it's pretty cool. The purpose of their efforts was to raise awareness of post-traumatic stress and other post-combat hardships that plague veterans and to raise funds for treatment and research. And I just really think it's unique. The number one finisher, I forget how many boats were in the race, the number one team finished in 34 days.
That's unbelievable.
That's so fast.
And it's literally just rowing. And I know nobody can see the boat as we're talking. The boat looks like a giant tube with an opening for three people to just row. And then the fourth person must be squirreled up in a ball in the one end of the boat. It's insane.
Yeah.
I saw the little boat. The boat looks fucking badass. We'll post it on ZBT because it has the old school World War II dark mouth thing. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, fuck, my truck is paid for now. Maybe I should get that on my truck.
That would be pretty cool.
I know, right? I think flames are lame, but I think getting something like that might be pretty cool.
I think that would work for you. But I mean, just credit to them for doing this. This is unbelievable. Just an amazing physical feat. And I think they've really accomplished what they set out to. So
if you're riding in that boat and you're going across the Atlantic 3,000, because you're spending 55 days with the same people in a little boat that's like the size of a couple porta potties.
There's no room to even stand.
No. And that 55 days together in that small of an environment is brutal. Like to be
around. Can you imagine the four of us? We would kill each other.
Yeah. No, at some point. Awful. At some point, they got to imagine they got into some really – you're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. What the hell are you really going to do? You scream it out, get over it, move on, keep rowing.
If I had to be in the same rowboat with you guys for 55 days, I would cover myself in chum and just jump off. There's no shot. But if you're – for 55 days, what audiobook are you listening to?
Wow.
Ooh.
Because I think you gotta have an audiobook, and I think a lot of people are expecting me to transition into a read, but I'm actually not. It's a real question for me. It's the answer is obvious. Longtime Stoolie, Ernest Hemingway's classic, The Old Man in the Sea.
The Old Man in the Sea, or maybe you go with classic Moby Dick. I don't know. It's a tough question. With
50 Shades of Grey.
Hell yeah,
The Da Vinci Code.
Everybody's doing boners.
I mean, Kate's all horned up on the boat the whole time we're there.
Round of boners for the boys, please.
When I was in school, it was the 50 Shades of Grey. I mean, it was a craze. Can we call it a craze?
We can call it a craze.
50 Shades of Grey was out. I remember driving, going through my breakfast taco place, Bill Miller's here, and I was listening to it on audiobooks. My wife was reading the books, and she was like, you're going to like it. She's like, you might like it, you might not. It's pretty terribly written, which it is. And so I'm going through getting a potato and egg taco in the morning. And it's like, and then he pinched my nipples harder than they've ever been pinched before. And the lady in the cashier in the window looked inside, and I was like, oh, like trying to turn down my volume as fast as I possibly could. It was a good time. So I think that would be an awkward spot, though, if everybody's wearing bathing suits and the boys are doing boners because they've been out there at sea for 50 days.
Yeah, that could be a rough one. I don't know. If only there were a treatment for such a that's a terrible segue to the next. Ignore that. That came out weird.
Super horny? Take a Motrin.
Yeah.
Round number three, medical pioneer responsible for the military's most famous Motrin and water treatment has died at the age of 95. I think that if you've been in the military, been around military culture for any time, you know that's one of the biggest jokes, I think. Like, if you're, when I posted a disgusting picture of my toenail about to fall off because I had an ingrown toenail, mm-hmm. There are so many people who are like, just take a Motrin and you'll be fine. Which in reality, a lot of times it's true. It does work.
It does. I always, to this day, I've been out for years now, I still keep a bottle of like the enormous horse pill size Motrins just
800 milligrams. Yeah.
Yep. Oh yeah.
You never know.
Those will get you right. No matter what ails you.
And at night after drinking, if you take one of those 800 milligrams before you go to bed, I've never seen anybody still get a hangover who took 800 milligrams of Motrin in a glass of water before they went to bed.
Oh, buddy, you haven't hung out with me. No. I can find a way.
The challenge is certainly remembering to do that when you've, you know, had a few cocktails.
But that's this true. Is an interesting story, though, because I really never did think about where this came from. And it was a British doctor. I didn't realize that. Stuart Adams, known at the time of his discovery of the groundbreaking compound 2,4-isobutyphenyl propionic acid, known as ibuprofen, it's become a cure-all for injury, illness, all sorts of things in the U.S. military. So, yeah, I had no idea that that's who discovered it.
Hurt feelings.
Yeah, and hurt feelings.
So, okay, so this gentleman, he created ibuprofen, Motrin, but who do we think is the first one to ever come up with take ibuprofen and water? What crusty old NCO was the first one to utilize that as the cure-all for everything that happens to you in the military?
George Washington, I think.
Yeah. Clearly.
Honestly, I'm guessing we probably got some sort of great deal on it from the pharmacy that mm-hmm. we go through in the military, like contractor world. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's like become our main jam. And
I have a take for you. I think that of all the jobs that require a medical related degree, I could step in and be a pharmacist tomorrow with no problem.
Why? Yeah. Why do you have such a ridiculous take?
Because I would just feel whatever. I think that is probably the most overrated job in the medical community, where you just go in and you put some stuff in a bottle. Easy. I'd be fast. I wouldn't even check to see if there is like a compound that could kill you if you took them together. Not my problem. Not yeah. my chair. Not my problem.
Not now. Not never. Yeah, sure. You could just totally skip all the schooling that is required to be a pharmacist and just put pills in a bottle. I could totally see you doing that, Chaps.
I mean, because what else do they do? I honestly don't know. Do you guys know? What does a pharmacist do besides put stuff in a bottle?
They make sure that it's not mixing with stuff that could kill people. Make sure that you're getting the right dosage. Make sure.
But 99 times out of 100, it's like put the Tylenol in the bottle. Like,
if you're a pharmacist listening, give us a shout. I don't know.
And they always get mad because when I have to wait at fucking military medicine forever to get a prescription filled, like what? How long could it possibly take you to grab the box of albuterol inhaler and put it into a paper sack? How did that possibly take that long?
I think their hands are tied by red tape and all the other bullshit that has to go on in the background before they can put it in the bag and give it
Correct.
To you.
Correct. I would like to apologize to any pharmacists listening for Chaps being so wildly ignorant about all it is that you guys do. Maybe, Chaps, you could be a pharmacist tech, who is the person who aids the pharmacist and probably does a lot of the filling of the bottles. But to degrade pharmacists and say that you could walk in there tomorrow, I think is asinine.
I also wouldn't mind giving it a go for brain surgery. I think that I could.
Yeah. I think you could. That one I can see for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I will say, when I fell and broke my elbow in Chicago, guess what the VA gave me? No cast, no sling, no nothing. Just ibuprofen.
Yeah, so I could do that. I could do that. I can reset that fucker, sure. too.
So, wait, Kay, let me ask you a question, because I already know the answer for Chaps, because Chaps goes to the VA quite a bit. So you still go to the VA if something is wrong with you as opposed to a civilian hospital?
When I broke my elbow, I went to the VA. That's really the only time I've been to any sort of doctor or medical care in the last, like, 5 years.
Uh-huh.
So it's just me. I just don't know how to figure out my health insurance, even though I'm 32. So, yeah, I just go there.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Do you?
I'm gonna.
But I one more thing on the Motrin thing. I even do it with my kids. Like, yeah. I get children's ibuprofen and I give them, no matter what's wrong. Fever, here's some Motrin. I got allergies, here's some Motrin. Doesn't really work, but.
McCartney, did you try changing your socks?
Yeah, change your socks. There you go. All right, let's move on. You know what's not smart? Assuming people will see your job posting just because you posted it on some stupid website. That's not what's going to happen. You need to go with the best website, which is ZipRecruiter.com/zero if you want to hire the right person. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds quality candidates for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience, and actively invites them to apply for your job so you get qualified candidates fast. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated the number one employer in the United States. This rating comes from a hiring site called Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, our listeners get to try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zero. If you love this show, show your support and go to ZipRecruiter right now at ZipRecruiter.com/zero. ZipRecruiter.com/zero. ZipRecruiter, it's the smartest way to hire. Round number four, the Army is trying to use a viral music video to get people to join. We're going to play a tiny little snippet here so you can hear it, get the feel for it. But at the end of the episode, we're going to play the entire thing, and you're going to want to listen to kind of understand this last round, which is round number four. Here it is.
Let's go. Join. Give no like that. Yeah. I ain't never gonna stop. Rule on me changed my life. Life gave me a new clock. Business on my head. Hey, NCO, I lay it. Lay it. When you're trying to be better, yeah, you gotta lead a mess. Only values I came for. No stopping, I can do. Misperception the army like. I'ma show you how to win. Join. Education, you gon' see. No doubt we stay fit. What's like knee tan boost? Airborne, we stay lit.
Flipping out like an acrobat. I'm flipping the script like flipping through pictures. I flicker. You wanna grow up? Start with the one in the mirror. You gotta step forward just to be bolder. There's more to a soldier than just taking orders. There's more to a soldier than just taking orders. It's not about motors. 1775, known as the takeover.
All right, fellow cool teens. The Army is getting into the viral video game, dropping an Army recruiter trap anthem with Sergeant First Class Orlando Sutton, a.k.a. Rookie Baby, who went viral last year with a slow jam called Enlisted. Ooh, spicy. Featuring himself and other Atlanta recruiting battalion soldiers, that song touted the benefits of service like education, housing, and job experience. Sexy. In this new song, Giving All I Got, he teams up with Houston recruiting battalion Sergeant First Class Jason Locke in a montage that features the Army's many 150 jobs and skills like airborne, military police, combatives, dog handling, air assault, and infantry. We watched it. And here's some of our thoughts. Chaps, you were triggered.
It's lies. It's just fucking lies. The audacity to say that your uniform is paid for. When I got out of boot camp, I looked at my statement. You know, they give you a statement of what you've made and what money they take out. They charge you for everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. They charge you for your uniforms, which in the Marine Corps, it's a lot. Like, you have your dress blues. You have three different sets of services. You have three different types of dress blues, or four different types, whatever it is off the top of my brain. That's not paid for. You pay for it out of your own money. Yes, you have it and you get it, but whenever you graduate boot camp, they take that money out. Utilities, the same way. They pay you to stay in the barracks, or they have to pay you to live out with BAH. Either way, you're paying for it. It's not like they're giving it to you out of the goodness of their own hearts. That's not what's happening at all.
I apologize. I don't really feel the need to comment too much because I don't really feel like this applies to my experiences. So I would be remiss if I was.
But it's like, do you guys at the Academy, is it just issued to you? You don't have to pay for it at all?
No. I mean, no, we definitely, that's a good point. We do have things taken out of our paycheck each month while we're in school. Even things as little as like a subscription to the New York Times. I don't know if they still do that, but we had a subscription to the New York Times that got delivered to our doorstep every day. So things like that would be taken out of our paycheck each month. So it really is a little bit.
Yeah, not to mention they say that your board is taken care of.
Yeah.
They are the most overbearing landlord that you could possibly have.
My trigger thoughts on it were more from the aesthetics of the video itself and a couple of the lines that just made me. First, there's a part where they're like getting down, being real cool, and there's like all these army guys behind them, like holding rifles. And then it switches up and it's all the army band tuba players behind them, like getting down. And I was just like,
the majorette, like,
while they're trying to sing this like trap song. And then, like, there's a couple scenes where they have these. I'm assuming they're not real snipers in these fake ghillie suits that I don't think would ever really pass for ghillie suits. And they like come climbing out of the woods, and you can tell the one guy doesn't know how to combat glide. It's like a very awkward strat. And then the one line, I'm flipping the script, like I'm flipping through pictures on Flickr. Who's flipping through pictures on Flickr? Yeah, the outdated ass army is flipping through pictures on Flickr, I guess. I don't know. At one point in the song, they call themselves the Kings of the Jungle, and they're roaring.
Well,
the Marines.
The King of the Forest.
Well, I mean, like, King of the Jungle, the army doesn't call ourselves the King of the Jungle, so I don't know where the hell they got that.
Then there's another part where it's like, they tout, like, 5 o'clock, I'm gone. They're saying, like, hey, by 5 o'clock, you're out of there. Lies. That line should have been, so you hurry up and wait till, like, 10 p.m. for no reason. That's me spitting hot rhymes.
Damn, but, that was fucking dope.
At the same time, though, Cornball Kate does like the part where they say it like gave them a new clock, because it does give the army and the military in general gives a lot of people a second chance at a new life. And I like that it was different than the same old recruiting stuff. I kind of, you know, you can shit on it, but I kind of thought it was groovy, teens.
I don't know that I would go that far, but I do commend their attempt to go outside the box and try to recruit guys a little differently. It's 2019. You got to adapt to the times. So you got to give them credit for that, at least, even if it was a little cringy.
Yeah.
I think being a recruiter is just such a tough job because you can't do anything. It's not like they could go out there and make a Kevin Gates style video where they're chopping up cocaine and do a real trap music video. Mm-hmm. Like, they can't do that at all. So I guess with what they had, they did the best that they could. It's just so tough, but you know, the people in this video, their higher ups absolutely loved it. The old white colonels are probably like, oh man, that was so good. That is so good. We're going to get so many people from this.
Yeah, like they're watching. They're like, I have no idea what I'm watching or listening to, but I believe this will attract the youths.
They absolutely.
The colonels never show any real emotion at all either. So them sitting at their long like tables and just being like, have their hands while they're listening and not moving at all and be like, yes, the trap music. It's so good. The trap music is good.
Oh, yeah. And if this works out well for them, I mean, we're only going to see more folks.
Yeah. So
Rookie Baby, stay tuned. We're going to probably see more of Rookie Baby. I have not listened to the Enlisted slow jam touting the benefits of service, but, you know, if you're stuck in the Army and can't be the rapper you want to be, at least you're still being a rapper and doing your thing. So
exactly. Good for them.
True.
I wonder how much recruiters, if they were smart, I wonder how much they're utilizing ZeroBlog 30 to recruit.
Probably not at all.
Hey, let's listen to this shit. We'll talk about how much things suck.
Yeah.
This will really help. I need to save Ron's alibis.
My video was up at the Mike Dicka cigar party that I was freaking out about. That video is up on the site if you want to see it.
Oh, nice.
I've talked to a lot of cool military veterans, including Tommy Ryman, Silver Star recipient. So feel free to check that out on the site, but other than that, no.
And number two, congrats once again to a friend of the program, Joe Cardona, for yet another Super Bowl ring. Long snapper.
Long snapper for the Patriots. Very cool. He's a reservist in the Navy?
Yes, he is. Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think that's it. Sound the retreat. Oh, here, not the normal retreat, though. Here's the newest Army recruiting tool, I guess.
DJ Horny Brand, play that song.
Everyone starts from somewhere, but where you start doesn't have to be where you end.
There comes a time.
Jay Malia.
There comes a time we have to make a decision.
Let's go! Giving all I got. I ain't never gonna stop. Rule on me changed my life. Life gave me a new clock. Business on my head. It's yo, I lay it. When you're trying to be better, you gotta lead a mess. Only values I came for. No stopping, I can do. Misperception the army like. I'ma show you how to win though. Education, you gon' get. No doubt we stay fit. What's like knee 10 boots? Airborne, we stay lit.
Out like an acrobat. I'm flipping the script like flipping through pictures. I flicker. You wanna grow up? Start with the one in the mirror. You gotta step forward just to be bolder. There's more to a soldier than just taking orders. There's more to a soldier than just taking orders. It's not about motors. 1775, known as a takeover. Uniform paid for, electric bill paid for, water bill paid for, living quarters
pay for.
Loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, earn more. Don't be a hostage to college, paying a mortgage, honor, integrity, personal courage, eating up beer like a bowl full of porridge. I'm above all, supporting and serving, I'm soaring. Confidence is pouring. The army, king of the jungle.
Giving all I got, I ain't never gonna stop. Rule on me changed my life, life gave me a new clock. Business on my head, it's yo, I lay it. When you're trying to be better, you gotta lead a mess. Only values I came for, no stopping I can do. Misperception the army like, I'ma show you how to win though. Education you gon' get, no doubt we stay fit. What's like knee 10 boots, airborne we stay lit. 5 o'clock I'm gone, persistence on. Fat you want me to stop, but I want that bone. Body want me to quit. I fall, I trip. I keep getting back up. Cause I gotta have this. Hard words we came for. Persistence is simple. Bless what that's crucial. Late night is mental. No rest, the new quest. FO's the fifth set. I don't need no breaking this. On me chain, I'm bringing sweat. Giving all I got. I ain't never gonna stop. On me changed my life. Gave me a new clock. Business on my head. It's yo, I lay it. When you're trying to be better, you gotta lead them. Only values I came for. No stopping, I can do. Misperception the army like. I'ma show you how to win though. Education you gon' get. No doubt we stay fit. What's like knee 10 boots? Airborne we stay lit.